U.S. Air Force officials say they have found and destroyed sophisticated electronic jamming equipment in Iraq. The devices were designed to confuse an important satellite navigation system used by U.S. forces, NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
The jamming devices are aimed at one of the vital organs of the military's electronic arsenal, the Global Positioning System. The GPS is an array of satellites that send radio signals to Earth. These tell soldiers, planes, ships, and more recently missiles and smart bombs, where they are and where they need to go. Without GPS, smart bombs would only be half smart and less accurate. At a press conference yesterday in Qatar, Air Force Major General Victor Renouard said U.S. forces destroyed several of the devices.
We have noticed some attempts by the Iraqis to use a GPS jamming system that they have procured from another nation. Actually, we've been able to identify the location of each of those jammers, and I'm happy to report that we have destroyed all six of those jammers in the last two nights' airstrikes.
Renouard did not name the nation that sold Iraq the jammers, but the White House says it believes it's Russia. President Bush telephoned Russian President Vladimir Putin to voice his dismay and demand that the sale stop. Although no company was named, there is at least one Russian company, Aviakonversaya, that makes GPS jammers. One was displayed at the Paris Air Show in 1999. Although the White House is dismayed that Russia apparently sold the jammers, the Air Force's General Renouard said the jammers had not caused problems for U.S. forces. And that doesn't surprise electronic engineer Mario Casabona.
Even though GPS is vulnerable, it's not as vulnerable as you would think. That's number one. And number two, the DOD has sufficient technology there to really counter the jammer.
Casabona is head of Electroradiation, Inc., which makes equipment to protect GPS signals from jammers. Jammers send out a fake satellite signal. It blocks or overwhelms the true GPS signal. GPS-guided bombs and missiles can withstand a certain amount of jamming on their own. That's because they use two sources of information to navigate. There's an old-fashioned set of gyroscopes and accelerometers, the inertial navigation system, and there's the GPS, which updates the inertial system with second-by-second information from satellites. If jamming knocks out the GPS, the weapon relies on the inertial system. But, as a result, it may not get quite as close to the target.
And instead of being as accurate as, I'll just say some relative numbers, instead of being as accurate as 10 meters, it'll just become less accurate, let's say 50 meters.
That's not as accurate as the Air Force wants, which is why electronic warfare experts like Casabona have been building anti-jammers. These include multiple antennas or filters built into the missile or bomb. They can distinguish the true satellite signal and block the fake one. Casabona says very powerful jammers can still overwhelm these anti-jamming devices, especially as the weapon gets close to the jammer. And he says jammers are not hard to make, but they'd have to be much more powerful than the ones the Russians have been advertising to foil U.S. guidance systems. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.